Parts of Metro Vancouver received a late-season dusting of snowfall at the beginning of March. But it might not have been the final opportunity to see wintry weather in the region. Environment Canada meteorologist Lisa Irvin told VIA April can have a wide range of temperatures and conditions. As we move into April, we can get any type of weather, Irvin cautioned. We can get colder than normal, record-breaking highs, late-season snowfall, and more. While it is uncommon, snow flurries are possible in April, given temperatures dip low enough when a precipitation system rolls through the region. Environment Canada's historical climate data over the past 30 years shows an average of 0.17 days with at least 0.2 centimeters of snowfall in Metro Vancouver. This is a very modest amount, but the average doesn't illustrate the differences between years. In other words, some years may not receive snowfall while the odd one may have over 1 centimeter or more. Based on historical weather records, April receives an average of 0.3 centimeters of snowfall a year in Metro Vancouver. Environment Canada's seasonal forecast products show a 50 to 70% chance of above seasonal temperatures from mid-April to mid-May. That figure rises to a 60 to 80% chance of above seasonal temperatures when the range is extended to April, May and June. Since April is expected to have slightly below or normal temperatures overall, May and June need to trend on the warmer side to achieve these predictions. Extreme heat or cold aren't depicted in the models, such as heat waves or Arctic fronts. These weather events are typically observed from 5 to 10 days out, meaning they aren't calculated into the overall forecast. Environment Canada will update its prediction to include extreme weather if extreme weather is observed. Stay up to date with hyperlocal forecasts across 50 neighborhoods in the Lower Mainland with VIA's Weatherhood.